From Branson, Missouri, in the heart of the Ozarks, welcome to the Bullknobber Hillbilly Jamboree Show.
Get ready for 1 hour of great classy country music with Brand Country Rewind. Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee feature the legends of country music with hits from the 1960s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Enjoy the music, memories, and milestones of Branson's pioneering shows. It's time to rewind. Grand Country Rewind with Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee.
Welcome to the Vault of Classic Country Music. I am Jamie Hagee, sitting here with, you guessed it, Mike Patrick, and you're listening to Grand Country Rewind.
Hi, friends. Rewind we shall. We're going to take you back to the glory days of country music. We picked some great music and appreciate you joining us for the ride tonight.
He is not lying to you, friends. As always, we'll let you decide. Tonight's lineup sounds something like this. Loretta Lynn, Gene Watson, Highway 101, Janie Fricke, Branson Country USA favorites, the Stutterettes, and a gospel song from our very own New South.
And our featured artist this week is country bluegrass group, The Whites.
This week's Vintage Branson Moment features the ninth show to start in Branson, Cheeside Childs, and the original Starlight Theater.
Tonight, though, we kick off the show with the first lady of country music, Loretta Lynn.
This little lady from Butcher Holler is, well, she's done pretty good for herself during her career. She has written over 160 songs, released 60 albums, and sold over 45 million records worldwide.
Well, and you add to that 3 Grammy Awards, 7 American Music Awards, and 13 Academy of Country Music Awards. And honestly, that's just naming a few.
Yep. This song became her signature song and spurred a hit movie starring Sissy Spacek. Here's Loretta Lynn with her 1970 number one hit, Coal Miner's Daughter.
Well, I was born a coal miner's daughter in a cabin on a hill in Butcher Holler. We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. He shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar. My Daddy worked all night in the Van Leer coal mines, all day long in the field hoeing corn. Mommy rocked the babies at night and read the Bible by the coal oil light, and everything would start all over come break of morn. Mommy scrubbed our clothes on a washboard every day. Why, I've seen her fingers bleed to complain there was no need. She'd smile in Mommy's understanding way. In the summertime, we didn't have shoes to wear. But in the wintertime, we'd all get a brand new pair. From a mail order catalog, money made from selling a hog. Daddy always managed to get the money somewhere.
Daughter.
From somewhere outside, I hear the street vendor cry, filet gumbo. From my window, I see him going down the street, and he don't know that she fell right to sleep in the damp, tangled sheets so soon. After love in the hot afternoon, now the Bourbon Street lady sleeps like a baby in the shadow. Just a girl, and I'm just a guy in the room. For love in a hot afternoon. We got high in the park this morning, and we said, without talking, then we came back here in the heat of the day, tired of walking. Where under her breath she hummed to herself a tune. Of love in the hot afternoon. Now the Bourbon Street lady sleeps like a baby in the shadow.
That was Gene Watson with a great hit, Love in the Hot Afternoon.
We have to pause to pay some bills, but you're going to want to stay with us for our next segment, because coming up we feature our Spotlight Artist of the Week, which tonight is country and bluegrass favorites, the Whites.
It'll all be right here coming up next on Grand Country Rewind.
By popular demand, Branson's Best Quartet, New South, sings all your gospel favorites. This two-hour Southern Gospel extravaganza takes you from the early roots of Southern Gospel to hand-clapping gospel hits of today. From the Jordanaires to Bill Gaither, this show leaves you walking a little higher. Jackie Brown and Jim Dandy are also featured on Gospel Classics. For tickets and information, call Grand Country Music Hall at 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. Don't miss this star-studded benefit concert for Branson radio personality Janet Ellis. She lost her hair, but not her flair. Lineup includes Tony Orlando, the Lennon Sisters, Billy Yates, Clay Cooper, Bucky Hurd, the stars of Grand Country, Ryan Pelton as Ellis, and host Steve Willoughby. Showtime is 5:30 p.m. Wednesday, June 13th at Dick Clark's American Bandstand Theater. Tickets are $20 and group rates are available. For more information, call 417-339-3003.
Say we're
From 1982, that was the Whites with their highest rated song, Hanging Around.
Love that one. Love it. Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind, by the way. This is the part of our show where we feature a star who's made great contributions to the world of country music. We'll give you a little history on their career and spotlight a couple of their biggest hit songs. And this week, it is the Whites.
You love that group, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. And I'm jealous of Buck's piano playing.
He is one of the finest.
Incredible piano player. Well, Father Buck, speaking of him, and daughter Cheryl, Sharon, and Rosie are all top-level singers and musicians individually. Talking about Buck White, his skill on the piano landed him early gigs with the Opry's Hank Snow, Ernest Tubb, and others. He married Pat Goza in 1951. In 1962, they moved from Texas to Arkansas, where they began performing with another couple as the Down Home Folks. Their children performed as the Down Home Kids.
That makes sense, doesn't it? Took hours around the kitchen table to think that one up, didn't it?
I think we got something.
By the mid-60s, the family was well-known in bluegrass circles. When the younger Whites decided they wanted to sing professionally, the family moved to Nashville in 1971. During their first years in Nashville, they performed as the Down Home Folks and recorded several bluegrass albums.
In 1973, Mama decided it was time to hang it up. She retired from the group. And in 1975, the Whites played a Washington, D.C. show with Emmylou Harris. That association led to Sharon and Cheryl providing background vocals on Harris's 1978 Blue Kentucky Girl album. She opened just so many doors for us and put us in front of a lot of people who'd never seen us before, Sharon told interviewer Paul Edward Joyce. We had a great friendship and will forever be grateful to her for how she helped us.
In 1982, Sharon White married Ricky Skaggs, a one-time member of Emmylou's Hot Band, who also co-produced the Whites' major label debut, Old Familiar Feelin'. The album yielded 4 top 10 hits and also featured the dobro work of Jerry Douglas, now a member of Alison Krauss's band, Union Station.
In 2000, the Whites appeared in the film Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, performing the Carter Classic Family, Keep on the Sunny Side. Also in 2000, they released the album A Lifetime in the Making. The Whites were inducted to the Texas Country Music Hall of Fame in 2008. That same year, the Whites collaborated with Ricky Skaggs with an album called Salt of the Earth, which won a Grammy Award.
The Whites continue to play music around the world and regularly appear on the Grand Ole Opry.
We're going to play a couple songs from our featured star, and we start with my pick. This song was released in 1983, reaching number 10 on the charts. Give me back that old familiar feeling.
That's a good song. Mm-hmm. Following that, you'll hear my pick, If It Ain't Love. And this was an original hit for Connie Smith, but the Whites released it in 1985, making it their own.
Right now, here's our featured artist for this week. Here's the Whites.
I keep waiting for a song to come and sing you back to me. I never felt so free as when I had you. Your rhythm was the best that's touched the likes of me. I was really me when I had you. Give me back that old familiar feeling that left me feeling like I was someone. Give me back the song we sang in harmony, just you and me singing together. Thank you.
That was our featured artist this week, The Whites.
Coming up next, one of my favorite groups, Highway 101, along with this week's Vintage Branson Moment, Branson's ninth show, Cheeseside Child and the original Starlight Theater.
The Whites, your favorite group, Highway 101. Mm-hmm. Gene Watson, yep. Doing it all for you tonight, aren't we?
I tell you what, I didn't even think you cared if I lived or died, Mike.
I don't, but I'm going to play your favorite song just for... Well, we'll be back in just a moment, folks.
For Branson's best afternoon of fun and laughter, don't miss the Comedy Jamboree, starring funny guys Applejack, Stretch McCord, and Andy Parks, along with the Jamboree Singers, Piano Player of the Year Tracy Houston, and the award-winning Grand Band. Featuring hilarious clean comedy, great dancing, and today's country hits, this show is a hot ticket. For more information, call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. That's the Comedy Jamboree. Don't miss this star-studded benefit concert for Branson radio personality Janet Ellis. She lost her hair, but not her flair. Lineup includes Tony Orlando, the Lennon Sisters, Billy Yates, Clay Cooper, Bucky Hurd, the stars of Grand Country, Ryan Pelton as Ellis, and host Steve Willoughby. Showtime is 5:30 p.m. Wednesday, June 13th at Dick Clark's American Bandstand Theater. Tickets are $20 and group rates are available. For more information, call 417-339-3003.
That was Highway 101 and their 1988 number one hit, Cry, Cry, Cry.
Hi, this is Tanya.
And I'm Tammy.
And we're the Stutterettes.
You're listening to Grand Country Rewind
with Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee.
It is time for Vintage Branson. Each week we salute one of the first 10 founding shows here in town. And this week we honor, we love this lady, Cheeseside Childs and the original Starlight Theater.
That's right. Cheeseside opened Branson's ninth show here in 1981, but her road to Branson started with her birth in Tokyo, which explains her first name. She started entertaining at age 6. After being crowned Miss Talented Teen in 1965, she toured 7 countries, entertaining servicemen at USO shows.
Her longtime love for country music led to her owning and operating the Grapevine Opry in Texas with business partner Johnny High. In 1981, she moved the Grapevine Opry from Texas to Branson and began performing in Branson's original Starlight Theater on West Highway 76.
She had her own television show called Chief's High in the Ozarks, which aired on Springfield Channel 33 at 6 p.m. each and every Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
She also had the first live radio show from Branson called Boxcar's Bandstand, which starred the late Boxcar Willie. Unfortunately, we lost Chief's High on March 1st, 2017.
And tonight we feature a song that's from one of her albums, and it's titled Right to Your Arms. Here's Chief's High.
The midnight hour is drawing nigh. I hear its gentle tone. The porch light burns outside my room that I sit in alone. And as I wait to hear your key unlocking our front door, I start to run right to your arms, just like I've done before. A silent tear runs down my cheek as my lips call your name. Oh, how it hurts to love someone that plays a cheat. To you forevermore, 'cause I just run right to your arms, just like I've done before. As my lips call your name. Oh, how it hurts to love someone that plays a cheater's game. But I'm too weak to say goodbye to you forevermore, 'cause I just run right to your arms, just like I've done before.
That was Branson's ninth founding show, featuring Chief's High Childs at the original Starlight Theater, with this week's Vintage Branson Moment.
Bills, bills, bills. Got to pay more bills, but stay with us. Coming up next, we're going to have a favorite show moment from our own Branson Country USA and Branson Entertainment News. Woo, I'm getting tingly already. Josh Clark from Branson Tri-Lakes News.
Stay right here for more Grand Country Rewind.
When you're ready for spectacular music, great vocal harmonies, family comedy, and Ozark hospitality, it's time for the Grand Jubilee, starring Branson's best quartet, New South, featuring the best variety of your favorite tunes of any shows in the Ozarks. It is Branson's most entertaining show. Ask anybody. Showtime is 7:30 p.m. Call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. Don't miss this star-studded benefit concert for Branson radio personality Janet Ellis. She lost her hair, but not her flair. Lineup includes Tony Orlando, the Lennon Sisters, Billy Yates, Clay Cooper, Bucky Hurd, the stars of Grand Country, Ryan Pelton as Ellis, and host Steve Willoughby. Showtime is 5:30 p.m. Wednesday, June 13th at Dick Clark's American Bandstand Theater. Tickets are $20 and group rates are available. For more information, call 417-339-3003.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. You're going to want to stay with us in the upcoming hour for this week's Brands in Country USA. All your favorites will be here. New South, Jackie Brown, Melody Hart, the Rhinestone Mafia, Mike and myself, along with this week's special guest stars from Legends in Concert, Sean Girard as Garth Brooks, and Canada's cowgirl, Eli Barcy, all coming up next on Brands in Country USA.
Right now, it's time for a favorite moment from right here, Grand Country. And each week, we like to take a look back at one of our favorite moments from Branson Country, USA. And I'll say this was a good one.
Mm-hmm. The night was, let us take you back.
Yes.
The night was June 29th.
It was a rainy, spooky.
Spooky night. Cold June night. It features Mel Tillis' backup singers, known as the Stutterettes, who also star in our Super Sunday shows here at Grand Country. Here's the ladies with Blame It On Your Heart.
Lakes News.
Welcome to the cool confines of our vault of classic country music.
I'll tell you what, man. It's so hot outside, I seen the devil sitting in the corner working on a ceiling fan. That's how hot it is outside.
It's so hot outside, I had to prime myself to spit.
Oh, we could do this for hours, son. Hours.
But we want to keep listeners.
Yes, we do. We do. But here's the cool thing is there's always something to do inside. There's always something to do outside and something really cool. So Silver Dollar City ended up their bluegrass and barbecue last week.
Yeah.
Okay. So starting, I guess they started yesterday. They started Friday with their summer concert series.
Yep.
All right. So Saturday night is Three Dog Night.
Cool.
Sunday night, the Atlanta Rhythm Section. And then next week we have the Buckinghams, Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
At Silver Dollar
City. At Silver Dollar City. Those are at Echo Hollow. They're free shows as long as you buy a ticket to the park that day. And I think they kick off at like 7, 8 o'clock. So it's a little bit cooler in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And they always draw really well for those shows. It's this weekend and next weekend as well. Also next weekend, Friday night, local group Prince Ivan is doing their Lone Branson performance of the year. Apparently, they're under some sort of development deal with a music producer, and they've been hard at work. That's why they didn't have any summer show schedule.
As well they should be.
As well they should be. So from what Bride and Brett told me, Friday night, next Friday night, you'll see like all your favorite Prince Ivan songs, plus their covers. The full band's going to be there, horn section, all that good stuff. And they're also going to debut maybe one or two new songs. They're really limited as far as what they can show because,
now you're under contract.
Yeah. So that should be really cool. Also, another big name act next week at the Mansion Theater is the Marshall Tucker Band, son. Can't you see?
I love it.
I mean, I love me some Marshall Tucker.
Yeah, absolutely.
Band. So always something to do. Always something going on here in Ozark Mountain Country. And we would be remiss if we did not remind all of our loyal listeners out there to circle your calendars for June 13th.
That's right.
That's Wednesday night. Dick Clark American Bandstand Theater, the Janet Ellis Benefit Spectacular. She lost her hair, but not her flair.
Absolutely not. And talk about a star-studded lineup. We were just talking before we went on the air here, guys. Tony Orlando is headlining this.
I mean, just no big deal.
Yeah.
Just Tony Orlando.
And when's the last time you got to see Tony?
Yeah, Tony pops up for the veterans events every now and then.
Yeah.
And he's got two shows scheduled for November at the Mansion. He's doing a regular concert show, and then like 2 weeks later, he's doing a Christmas show. But other than that, this is the only time you can see Tony Orlando. Same goes with Bucky Hurd.
Yeah, exactly.
Who is currently, actually, he's home now. I got to see the little fella earlier this week. Very happy to see him. But Bucky is one half of the Righteous Brothers with Bill Medley. As soon as he heard we were putting this fundraiser together for Janet Ellis, he's like, I'm there. I'll do whatever you need me to do.
Yeah.
So we got the Lennon Sisters. We got Billy Yates. Got Clay Cooper. Got Ryan Pelton, star of stage and screen over at the Legends in Concert. We also have who am I? Oh, the Stars of Grand Country.
That's right. We're going to do a trio with Jackie, Melody, and Carrie Garrison.
Oh, is that going to go down? Or are we doing that?
We're going to open our segment with that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Tiffany Sasnella is going to represent Comedy Jamboree.
Sweet.
Jim Dandy and I, we're working on a joke maybe to tell, and then the boys are going to come out and sing a gospel song.
Speaking of the proposed joke, I know that you and I talked off the air last week about a specific joke that you thought about doing. I spoke to Janet, and she said that would be hilarious.
Okay, well,
so if we get permission from the lady, we might as well go ahead and do it.
Okay, we're going to folks, I'm telling you right now,
it's worth the price of admission.
Wednesday, June 13th, 5:30 p.m. at the Dick Clark American Bandstand Theater, 417-339-3003. It's going to be a fun night.
It is.
What a great cause.
A great cause. For those of y'all that don't know Janet, she has been on the air as the co-host of the morning show on 106.3 for 24 years. She was on, it was her and Steve Willoughby, Steve and Janet in the morning. When Willoughby retired, Janet kept the show going. It's Janet Ellis live from Ellis Island, Janet and Friends. I'm on every Friday morning with her. People have come out of the woodwork to support this cause. And look, go ahead and get your tickets now because we've sold a bunch.
Yep.
All right. And be sure to bring some Leafy Green folding money because we're in the process of gathering up these really awesome gift baskets from a lot of different businesses, theaters, attractions in town. And what we're going to do is we toyed with doing a silent auction, but we decided, wouldn't it be much more fun if we just made 5 or 6 giant baskets and sold raffle tickets? So that's what we're going to do.
I love it.
So,
it's a great cause.
Y'all come, plan to have fun. And look, it's in between shows. Starts at 5:30, so you can go to a matinee. You can still go to a night show and come and support this awesome event.
It'll be a great night. Stay up with Josh multiple places.
Every Wednesday and Saturday, BransonTriLeaguesNews.com. Every Thursday, Branson Live on your newsstand. Every Friday and Saturday morning on 106.3 KRZK. And then we wrap it up with a bow on this fine program.
That's what we thank you.
Please help me, I'm falling in love with you. temptation. Don't let me walk through. Turn away from me, darling. I'm begging you to. Please help me, I'm falling in love with you.
Located in the heart of Branson, Grand Country is the total vacation experience. With lodging, water parks, live shows, mini golf, a family arcade center, multiple dining choices, and shopping, your family will love Grand Country's fun and convenience. Call 417-335-3535 or visit grandcountry.com. Grand Country, we've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. Thank you for joining us for another week of good old country music.
We got to get out of here. Here is New South.
I've been traveling here in this life with its heart of trouble and strife. Sometimes Satan tries to tell me to turn aside. I say, Satan, get thee behind. No more turning in me, you'll find. I'm too near my heavenly home where I'll abide. I'm too near home to my Lord. Too near home to heaven's reward. I'm not returning to sin. I made my vow. There's nothing to go back to. Oh, praise the Lord. Heaven's in view. I'm too near my heavenly home to turn back. Joy going this way, it gets sweeter every day. My dear Lord is leading the way to realms above. He'll be with me until the end. Be my Savior, guide, and my friend. I'll arrive in heaven, my home of perfect love. I'm too near home to my Lord, too near home to heaven's reward. I'm not returning to sin. I made my vow. There's nothing to go back to. Oh, praise the Lord. Heaven's in view. I'm too near my heavenly home to turn back now.
Too near home, heaven's reward. Not returning made my vow. Nothing to go back to. Praise him. Heaven is just in view. Near my home to turn back now.
I'm too near home to my Lord. Too near home in heaven's reward. I'm not returning to sin. I made my vow. There's nothing to go back to. Oh, praise God. Heaven's in view. I'm too near my heavenly home to turn back. Turn back now. I'm too near home to my Lord. Too near home in heaven's reward. I'm not returning to sin. Made my vow. There's nothing to go back to. Oh, praise the Lord. Heaven's in view. I'm too near my heavenly home to turn back now. I'm too near home to my Lord. Too near home, heaven's reward. I'm not returning to sin. I made my vow.
dear home to my Lord, to dear home from heaven's reward. I'm not returning to sin, I made my vow. There's nothing to go back to, oh praise the Lord. Heaven's in you, I'm too near my heavenly home to turn my back now. I'm too near home to my Lord, too near home from heaven's reward. I'm not returning to sin, I made my vow. There's nothing to go back to, oh praise the Lord.
It's really been beautiful. Let's put our hands together like a bunch of hillbillies now. We'll get on out of here, all right?
Good night, everybody, and God bless you.
Grand Country Rewind is produced from the vault of classic country music at Grand Country Music Hall, located on the famed 76 Country Boulevard in Branson, Missouri. Our executive producer is Glenn Robinson. Producer is Mike Patrick. Associate producer is Andy Holloway. Production manager is Rachel Conroy. Our box office and group tour manager is Selena Campbell. And director of marketing and sales is Tate Womack. For information about planning a fun-filled visit to Branson, call our friendly folks at 417-335-2484 or visit GrandCountry.com. We have amazing vacation packages to create the perfect Grand Country getaway. From Mike Patrick, Jamie Hagee, and everyone at Grand Country, thank you for joining us for this week's Grand Country Rewind.